بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ثم أوحينا إليك أن اتبع ملة إبراهيم حنيفا، صدق الله العظيم. We are already in the Ashhur al-Hurum, the holy sacred months of Islam, primarily for the Hajj. And then also the Qurbani takes place in this period. There's a very, very deep, great connection between Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam and our deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran al-Majid, مِلَّةَ أَبِيكُمْ إِبْرَاهِيمُ وَسَمَّاكُمُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. This is the criterion, this is the religion of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and he gave you the names Muslim. He taught you the lesson of submission. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Hain, I am the offspring of two slaughtered men. This was referring to his own father Abdullah. Very lengthy incident. His father, his grandfather, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's grandfather, Abdul Muttalib. So he had taken a vow because he didn't have many sons. And the Arabs love to have sons. So he said, if Allah ta'ala blesses me with so many sons, then I will slaughter one of them. And it happened, maybe 10 or more sons Allah ta'ala gave him. And then when they took out the lots, so Abdullah was the favorite of the sons. He had many sisters also. They all loved him a lot. He was young also. So they cast lots with the arrows, put all the names, took it out. And then his name came out. So the father took him, I'm going to slaughter him now. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's father, Abdullah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's father, according to historical narrations, passed away at the age of 18. He was quite young at this time when this incident took place. So anyway, he was taking him to slaughter, the sister started crying. So someone gave a suggestion that ransom him with camels. You already took a vow, but now to compensate for your vow, ransom him with camels. So he took another other arrows and he put 10 camels and Abdullah. Every time Abdullah's name is coming out, he put another 10 camels. Abdullah's name is coming out, another 10 camels, Abdullah. Until he reached 100 camels. When he reached 100 camels, 100 camels came out. So he had to slaughter 100 camels in compensation for his son, for the vow that he took. Then the other Zabih is the famous Nabi Ismail alayhi salam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam is in the lineage. His forefather was Ibrahim alayhi salam. So there's many connections. So in this period, the very sacred period is especially the 10 days of Zulhijjah. So much to try and wrap our heads around when we try and discuss this topic. But you find in this period, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to revise the lesson of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam and his submission. That is the essence of Islam. Muslim Islam is total submission to the law of Allah ta'ala, which all of us need to make effort on. Ibrahim alayhi salam, to a very great extent, Allah ta'ala tested him with his own life. He was ready to give his life. Allah ta'ala tested him with his wives, both his wives he was tested with. One, he was in Egypt. Sarah radiallahu anha was in Egypt. He was tested with her. In that land, the king knew that there was someone that was new in the land. Then he must commit zina with that woman. If it's a husband and wife, then he was such a zalim, he make a point to take that wife and commit zina with her. So Ibrahim alayhi salam is telling his wife, I apprehend that we're going to go through this test. So you tell the guards and the king that you are my sister with the niyat that you are my sister in Islam. Because this is such a great zalim, if he knows his husband and wife, he must make zina with that woman. So okay, the plan was made. But when the king saw her beauty, he didn't care whether it was sister, whether it was... So he tried to touch her. So when he tried to touch her, Allah knows what dua she made. He became paralyzed. Instantly. And then he asked for forgiveness. And this happened about 3 times. And then he realized that these are special people. He said, go, you all are free to go in my land under my protection. So Ibrahim alayhi salam was tested in many, many ways. Tested with his own father. We know the love of a son for his father. His father told him, you better leave, otherwise we'll pelt you. لَأَرْجُمَنَّكْ I'll make sure I pelt you. وَهْجُرْنِي مَلِيَّ Leave. He said, سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكَ سَأَسْتَغْفِرُ لَكَ رَبِّي He said to his father, peace upon you. I'm going to ask Allah to forgive you still. So Ibrahim alayhi salam tested with the love of his father, tested with the love of his own life, tested with the love of his wife, then tested with the love of his son that he was pining for so long. So it's test upon test upon test upon test. And then there were other tests also. إِذِ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنَّ There were other tests Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had put him through. So he passed all these tests with flying colors. Then Allah crowned him with this acceptance that Allah kept his legacy alive in this ummah, the best of ummahs, till Qiyamah. And with joy and pleasure in the whole world, Allah gave something for the world, and Allah gave what we call the crown, the cherry on the top, which is Hajj. Hajj, the fifth pillar of Islam, ulama say, it came right in the end, ninth year. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu went, took the Muslims for Hajj. But the biggest jamaat was the Hajj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the 10th year, and that was the only Hajj Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made. And on that Hajj, the ayat was revealed, Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum. So to say, Hajj came to complete the deen, the crown on the top, cherry on the top. Now all of this is a reminiscence of the sacrifice of the family of Ibrahim alayhi wa sallam. So Allah wants us to revise and to speak and to hear, but to understand and to implement. So that is the thing. The whole thing of Qurbani, the whole aspect of Qurbani, the word Qurbani is sacrifice. But not just the animal. It's easy to take out some money, to buy an animal, slaughter that animal, and Allah is so merciful, He gives us the meat back. So there's no real loss. You get everything back. لَا يَنَالَ اللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاءُهَا وَلَكِي يَنَالُ تَقْوَى مِنْكُمْ The whole lesson was, that knife that is placed on the neck of the animal, I have to place that knife on my desires. Now ulama are saying, one person asked this question, I'm just going to touch on this, I don't want to elaborate. Ask the question that you know you get these Islamic fairs and Islamic souks. What is wrong? Because if you go to the shop, it's the same thing. You're going to the souk and you're going to the shop, it's the same thing. So the answer was very brief but intriguing, thought provoking. He said, not in the name of Islam. It's a distortion. He says, you got a brothel. Will you be happy if they put your name on that? Maulana Huzaifa, his brothel, his bar. Maulana Huzaifa's beer den, drug den. I won't tolerate it. Now if you put your name, will you tolerate it? So how can you put Islam, which Allah speaks about in Quran, which is Allah's deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose Islam. Inna ad-deena 'inda Allah al-Islam. So you taking what is from Allah, putting it there, and with it you coupling everything that breaks Islam. You say Qurbani, but in Qurbani you're slaughtering the laws of Islam. taking out the video, haram. Picture, haram. Intermingling, haram. Showing off, riya, haram. So many things are being done in the name of Islam. The Islam is the catch line. Shaitan is very cunning. He will use innovated methods where a person won't know he's doing wrong and he won't make istighfar for it. Hadith says about that Shaitan says that I finish man up with sin and he frustrates me with istighfar. So then I get him involved in innovations. So the ulama say innovations, you can change the name and say modernism. Modern ways of doing something. Apparently, you won't even know that something is wrong. You won't even make tawbah for it. So the ulama say that you say, hey, Imam Sahib is there. Maulana Huzaifa is there. What's wrong with it? He is there. It must be right. So that's what's happening. So not in the name of Islam. Say, ibadat now. If someone starts videoing how he's reading namaz, hey, what a ruku. Look at how he went to do sajda. How he put his knees. How he put his palms. Showing off. Say, he's crazy. Mad. Because we know it's ibadat. So the ulama say, qurbani is such an ibadat. Allah loves the spilling of blood in the days of qurbani more than any other act. Besides the farz, Allah loves this act. This act here is for Allah. Now you see someone is taking the blood, touching a non-mahram's face. She's taking, touching his face, throwing on each other. All these things are happening. One of our ulama mentioned recently, I was a bit shocked to see what he wrote, but it's right, or what he said. He said, if this is going to be happening where the animal is slaughtered, and it's your animal, you better not even be there. Although the hadith speaks about a person's sins being washed away with the first drop of blood, he said, if that haram is going to be taking place there, you rather not be there. It's better for you to be away than to be in that, in the mix of those things. So anyway, Ibrahim alayhi salam, وَاتَّخِذُوا مِن مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُصَلَّى. Read your wajib al-tawaf behind maqam Ibrahim. Then Zamzam, the family of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Safa Marwa, you know, the building of the Kaaba, Ibrahim alayhi salam's family. The pelting of the Jamarat, Ibrahim alayhi salam is remembered. Every salah, durood, Ibrahim. So Ibrahim alayhi salam features, Allahu Akbar, features everywhere, everywhere in this religion of Islam. And when we slaughter that animal too, oh Allah, accept it. Like how you accepted from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and how you accepted from your Khalil, your friend Ibrahim alayhi salam. So this spirit of Qurbani, the right spirit of Qurbani, it is necessary on all of us to kindle the right spirit of Qurbani. Alhamdulillah, growing up, we know the spirit, alhamdulillah, was there in the house. But that modern flavor that's coming in, that intermingling, the videoing, the fairs that go with it, that we need to start making effort on. We need to make effort on it. Otherwise, that can become our downfall, and that is how we can go astray. So Allah Ta'ala gave Qurbani for the whole world, and at the same time, the Hujjaj will go for the Hajj. They will do the Dam and Shukr there. If they're doing certain types of Hajj, Tamattu Hajj, Qiran Hajj, they will do the Dam. And they will also do their Qurbani separately if Qurbani is wajib upon them. And those that are in the rest of the world, if they have the nisab amount within the days of Qurbani, which is over and above the necessities, not exactly like zakat. Yes, the zakat, nisab. But that means they have clothes that they're not using, that's lying. You even add that. And it reaches the nisab. So it's not exactly like zakat. Then the person will have to do the Qurbani. As we know, the 3 days of Qurbani, the 10th, 11th, and 12th, and then these 4 days, 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th, the person can't fast. And from the time of the Eid Salah, after the Eid Salah is performed in the cities, the person can slaughter his animal. If it's in a farm, then from the time of Fajr, a person can start slaughtering his animal. Then the ages of the animal, These are very important issues when it comes to the ages of the animal. Goats and sheep, 1 year. But if a sheep, because of the hadith, if a sheep is 6 months old and looks like a 1 year old, that means a sheep that is grazing on the felt. One is you get the animal that is being pumped up. So they can go up to 50 kilos, 60 kilos. But the one that's on the felt and it is grazing there and it's 1 year old, and if you put it with those animals, it looks the same. So then if it's 6 months and older, Luna, we're talking about Luna months. 6 months and older, then it will qualify as long as it looks like a normal 1 year old animal. Then when it comes to cattle, 2 years, camels are 5 years. So these are the animals that is restricted to the performance of qurbani. When it comes to shares, then goats, sheep, 1 share, the bigger animals, 7 shares, not more than 7 allowed. And all those that are partaking of that, of the shares must intend qurbani, or they must intend aqiqah. The distribution of the meat also must be very, very fair in the bigger animals. Otherwise, ulama say that if someone gets more, it's actually interest. In the smaller animals, if someone wants to do nafil, then some say that few people can get together and buy one animal and they can do nafil qurbani and send the thawab to whomsoever they want. One person or many people, that is permissible. That will be the easy fatwa. Some ulama are more strict and say no, one person has to buy that animal with his money. And then only it will be valid in the small animals. Other ulama give permission to, someone give 100 rand, 200 rand, and you buy one animal, and maybe one, all collectively doing it for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then the defects of the animal, alhamdulillah, most of us are quite aware now, that the animal must be a healthy animal, and the meat must be consumable. So the ulama say, what you eat in your house, and what you like to eat, that's the type of animal you must do. Not just big. It mustn't just be big. It can be a C-grade old animal, but the meat you can't eat. You can't eat that meat. So it must have both. Maybe you can go the middle path, A-B grade, B grade, the Hamels, the 2 year old. So now that's a bit bigger, and the meat is also good. So, whatever a person would like for himself, he should do that animal, but make sure that the animal, you're doing it for Allah. So remember, it's not just a calm, it's not just a work that must be done. This here is done with beauty. That means the animal must look good. One is a person says, you know, it's just the packaging, man. At the end of the day, it's the meat. No. We could have went to the butchery and bought one carcass. So it's not just that. Allah wants us to go and see the animal, choose the animal. It must be pleasing to your eye. You know, when a person goes to buy a car, sometimes it takes a long time just to choose the color. This shade, that shade. No, let me think about it. Let me look at that color. The color becomes very contentious. Everything else is fine. The engine is the same. Seats are the, no problem. Just the color. Just the color. I think one person, his father bought him a Ferrari. He wasn't happy with the color. He returned it. Wanted a red one. His father bought him a yellow one, had it returned, color. So, when you're doing for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in my eye, I must be happy that I'm doing the best that my money can buy. Whatever my money can, everybody got different budgets. Some person can't go over, for example, 3,000 rand. So now he can buy the dopper. The dopper is under 3,000, he can afford that. Someone can afford up to 3,500. So he'll see now, within that, what's the best I can do for my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in all that, fatibu biha nafsa, and you do it happily, inshallah. Then obviously, the animal mustn't have defects before slaughtering. While taking it to slaughter, if something happens, some defect comes, then it's fine. But before that, the days before that, leading up to the day of qurbani, it should be free from any defects. And if it develops any defects, then a person will have to do another animal in place of that. Then the distribution of the meat, as we know, one third, one third, one third, one third for friends and family, one third for the poor, and one third we can keep and we can eat for ourselves, inshallah. A lot of Darul Ulooms, madrasas there also, feeding the students, mashallah. So see how we can also send some to the Darul Ulooms, some carcasses with Darul Ulooms if we have enough. And then inshallah, in that way the students are studying, learning Quran and Majid, we're getting great reward for that also, inshallah. Those that can afford to do overseas qurbani with reputable agents, It's required in many places. Bangladesh, for example. Bangladesh, they say they don't see meat the whole year. Burma, Rohingya, in the camps, Muslims are staying in very, very difficult conditions. And other places in the world, perhaps there are, where the Muslims are in need of the qurbani. So if a person can afford, inshallah, then we get it done there, inshallah. To the best of our ability, we try and slaughter the animal ourselves if we know how to slaughter. If we don't know how to slaughter, then it's best that we don't make the animal suffer. We get someone that is experienced in slaughtering and slaughters. For the animal to be halal, see, once you make your niyat, you can make it in any language. So many du'as to read. If you know the du'as, we can read it in niwajahtu wajhiya lilladhi. That du'a they used to teach when we were quite young. We read that du'a, inshallah. Make your niyat, inshallah, O Allah, this is on behalf of so-and-so, on behalf of me, this is for my wajib qurbani. And bismillah, Allahu Akbar, make sure that the two jugular veins, the trachea and the esophagus, the windpipe and the food pipe, all of it is severed with a soft movement of the hand. So here also the ulama says nothing to show off about whose knife is bigger, whose knife is sharper, etc. Everybody's knife should be sharp, inshallah, and we don't cause any taklif to the animal. Don't slaughter in front of other animals. Be sensitive. And when they say the animal must turn cold, it doesn't mean his body must go absolutely cold. It means that all the life that is in the animal, the movement, the natural movement when the animal is slaughtered, that must stop. So the animal is dead now, it's not kicking, not shaking anymore. Then once its life has come out, then a person can start skinning, etc. Another aspect is the eating of the flesh of the animal. The best is a person on the morning of Eid. See, normally in Eid al-Fitr, we eat khajur. And Eid al-Adha, we try and eat from the animal, the kaleji. We try and eat from the animal and eat from the qurbani animal. Now, in the old days, the people used to eat everything, the paya and everything else, right? Ujri and everything. But now, we want prime cuts, steaks and prime cuts, prai pieces, right? They don't want even, you know, the ribs and all, no. They want the prime cuts, juicy pieces. So this is another aspect that we need to rekindle, inshallah. Sometimes it's the children, sometimes it's the girls. They don't want to eat the kaleji, they don't want to eat the qurbani meat. Some people have a misconception about the qurbani meat having a smell, etc. So we need to change those misconceptions, inshallah. I think we'll stop there. If there's any questions, we'll try and answer them. Anything that in the mind regarding qurbani, because it's a very brief session. 2 weeks' time I won't be here. I asked Maulana Hamza to do a qurbani session, inshallah. Comprehensive qurbani session. I think he did one of the years. So in 2 weeks' time, inshallah, Maulana Hamza will just cover whatever we missed out. If there's any questions, inshallah, something comes on to the mind, we can try and answer that, inshallah. Anything. Not completely about the size, yes. Even with the cattle also, if you want the A grade, it's just turning two. It just turned two. You know. So that's like the best that you can get. It won't be super big, super huge. You get different breeds also. Some breeds are naturally bigger. Some breeds are a bit smaller. But whatever is available, the best that you can do for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One Maulana used to say, you know, when you're buying a car, you want the bumper must look good. If the bumper is missing now, it's looking odd. So people used to ask, why are you worried about the tail so much? Say, in the car you're worried about the bumper. The bumper is missing now, it's not looking nice. You say, it's just a bumper. One white person asked, we went to a white farmer. Hundreds of animals in Eastern Cape. So there is like that. In Grahamstown, there's no like how you have basas and all these people. You just go to the white farmer, he'll take you to his farm. Say, this is all my animals. Anyone you take, this is the price, very cheap. Compared to what we use, the prices we use. That time you told us, any goat you wanted, 800 rand. Take any size, anyone you want. Oh, hundreds of animals. We told him no. Then he took us to the sheep. So, catching the sheep, the tail is falling. Put the rings already. So he told him, no, no good. He said, what you all want? Eat the tail or something. So I said, no. So we want a perfect animal. Because Allah Ta'ala, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, istashrifu al-ayna wal-udhun. Look at the eye and the ear. So we don't eat the eye. No one's eating the eye. The vision of that animal is for the animal. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, look at the eye and look at the ears. We're not eating the ears. But now when you drink for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you want something that is perfect. You know, when a man is getting married, then he's looking at all that things, right? Looking at the eyes and all the nicely. He wants to make sure everything is 100%. There is very fastness. So for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so this animal, the ladies know more of these things, cute, you know, say cute. It must look nice for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the ulama says, this is your conveyance over the sirat now. Your conveyance must look cute, must look nice, you must go in Jannah with style, you know. So now, that animal must look good. So that is the animal now you're gonna get for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So everything must be perfect, the wool must be nice, you know. If it's sheared, it's sheared, no problem. But everything, it must, to your eye, you must feel so nice that this is the animal I'm buying for my Allah. And Allah knows the heart. That's why yanaluhu taqwa. That's the taqwa now. Allah Ta'ala is seeing now. One is you say, hey, buddy, just catch anyone there and slaughter it. Just grab one and slaughter. There's no fever there, no spirit. One is you go, you take your time. MashaAllah, there's some people, they want to go on the farms. Spend the whole day looking for an animal. All the 2-3 farms you go and look through, hundreds of animals. You say, this is the best one I got. That's the spirit. Allah give us to faith. Take it. Subhanallah.